you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show, the quarantine
another
edition.
Special edition.
A quarantine.
This is
edition.
A special edition.
Tonight on Blossom.
So anyway.
Any hoodle.
That's it. Stu's going to do it without headphones today, which we probably don't really need headphones, but.
We'll fix him up in a little bit.
Yeah. But folks, today the phones are open to all restaurant and bar owners in town, and we would really love to hear from you guys. And you know, we're going through a lot right now in our here in our little town, in our nation, and in the world. And I've been at home a lot, and I'm just getting fatter, and my power bill's going up. And really?
Mine's down.
Mine's going up because I'm there.
So, well, you don't have a yard.
Got to keep the AC going.
No, I don't have a yard, but I don't air condition the yard either. So,
no, but, what I'm saying is there's no problem with going outside. They haven't told people not to go outside.
Yeah, I know. But
you don't have a yard to go outside into.
I got a balcony. I have the biggest balcony in DeTonti Square.
There you go. Is it historical?
It is historical.
So how big is it? About 6x6?
Oh, it's about 10x30.
Wow.
10x30 or more. Yeah.
That's a whole lot right
now. I can sit there and look at the buildings all lit up at night while I drink my adult beverage and watch the moon pie drop from there and the fireworks whenever they have
can
them.
Can I re-amplify something you all just said? We've got phones here.
Well, you got the board. And, turn it up.
Well, we've got phones here, and we know how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a owner or a manager or even a server at a bar, restaurant, any kind of public facility that is being closed or very limited, we would like to give you an opportunity to tell us what your place is doing. Are you doing takeout? Doing drive-through?
And Charlie, you just said something. You know, we had invited the restaurant owners and bar owners, but you're right. I'd like to hear from some of the servers as well.
Servers and managers?
They ain't up right now.
they might be.
They might be, since I didn't have to work late last night.
Oh, no.
343-0106 is the number. 343-0106. And call us up and tell us what's going
and
on
you can,
at your
and
place.
You can text us at that same line.
That's, oh, that's true.
Our Callahan's Irish Social Club text
if you're
line.
Shy,
yeah.
If you're shy.
He's getting it, y'all.
And Callahan's has been doing it. They've been serving, slinging that stuff out the door, on to the curve. Yeah. So
I had an interesting exchange with Fred Richardson. How he and I wound up together on Facebook, I don't know, but I know him from years gone by. And I asked him this question, and he didn't seem to know the answer. Maybe somebody else does. But I said, let's suppose that I owned a restaurant. And I decided I'm doing drive-through and I'm doing takeout, but I wanted to put four tables out on the sidewalk and let a very limited number of people come use them. And I said, if that would work, who would I have to talk to get permission, or do I have to get permission? You know, who has the authority? Is it the health department? Is it the governor? Is it the mayor?
Well,
and he didn't seem to know. But well, he also said the seats would have to be 6 feet apart. Well, here's a big table out there.
Here's the thing. I have been by several establishments in Midtown and downtown where the tables and our seats are 6 feet or more apart.
Already outside.
And they're outside. And I've seen people congregating on those, and there'll be two or three of them sitting at a table.
But if they can bring your food out and hand it to you, they can bring your food out and put it on a table.
Yeah, but
so why not?
It's supposed to be to go only, and
Yeah,
on the curve.
Yeah,
curve.
That was the Mobile County Health Department that made that decision after Birmingham had their first case pop up, and they found out. I was just listening to this, by the way. They found out that had they closed restaurants 5 days earlier, we probably wouldn't have an outbreak in Alabama right now.
What I'm saying, it's just like
here's the problem. I'm gonna tell you.
Or they wouldn't have had that particular.
This is very, very sensitive to me. I'm sensitized about this. They're destroying and almost eliminating an industry.
Mm-hmm.
But Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart are just slam packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
But the only distancing they have is when you get to the checkout counter. Then they got the little marks on the floor. So I guess you're not going to get contaminated in the rest of the place of the building, but you will up at the checkout. So
checkout's the only thing
they
can
got
control.
Everything. Yeah, and so they got little lines on the floor. You know, stand here, and be patient. That way at the ABC stores. At the ABC stores, they're all piled up outside the front door, and then you get inside and you're 6 foot apart. And
you want to talk about somebody should be doing curbside? See ABC store. There's no reason someone shouldn't be able to call up the ABC store. When they get there, call them again and go, I'm out here, bring it to me, just like restaurants.
Isn't that a government-owned deal?
Yeah, that's not going to happen with the government.
But, right, because they don't want
to
work.
But if you had your private package stores should be able to do that. Are they able to?
You can walk into a private store, and I encourage people, please, even though you're supporting a private package store, privately owned package store, you're still supporting the state because they have to buy all their liquor from the state anyway.
That's right.
But go help those guys out. Go out there and help Cottage Hill and Mad Dog and Kathy's Package and all the rest of them that are out there.
Take out from a restaurant. Try to keep them going as much as you can.
And tip heavily.
Sure.
And we're going to have Andy McDonald calling in, hopefully at 8:15. He's going to talk about, he's the food writer for the Lagniappe, but he also is a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get his take on the restaurant scene. And,
plus, we have a premiere.
And the music scene. And we're going to what?
Musical premiere. We had a big premiere here from Mobile. Before we go to that break,
our technology works.
Right. Before we go to that break, we've got another fund set up to help restaurant employees that I want to talk about.
Yeah, do it.
You ever heard of Guy Fieri, Food Network? He works for Panini Pete, I believe.
Okay.
If you're a restaurant worker struggling financially as a result of the coronavirus, help is on the way. And if you've been looking for a way to aid the service industry during this time, this is one way to help. Guy Fieri teamed up with the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation on Friday to launch a Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. The campaign associated with the fund will raise money to give one-time $500 grants to impacted workers as soon as April. To donate or apply, go to rerf.us. So give that a try. All right. Someone has messaged in with the perfect suggestion.
What's that?
For all the festivals downtown, go to Mike's Big Balcony. We have all the events there.
That's right.
Yeah. It would save your old knees and your bicycle the trip home, wouldn't it? The wreck home.
Keep the skin on my knees, yeah, and elbows. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're too funny.
Hey, can I do one more other quick idea?
Yeah, Charlie, yes, please.
Mike and I were talking about this before airtime. We only got a minute. If you have a church with a big parking lot like Christ United Methodist where they do trunk or treat, or Hank Aaron Stadium got a big parking lot, you want to do Easter service, get one of those little low-power FM transmitters like they use on the Christmas light show at the Hank,
mm-hmm.
and have people drive out there. You can put the choir and the preacher up on a platform, and everybody else stay in their cars and listen to it on their radio while they have their church service.
There you go.
You know, I'm just encouraging people to use imagination and come up with some other ideas.
Turn on the TV and put Jesus of Nazareth on.
Well, there you go.
That's all the world needs.
And there's a concert what, tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox?
Elton John, I believe.
Yeah, he's hosting it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to our first break, but we want to thank our sponsors every week, every moment. We got Tony and the folks down there at Bob's Downtown Diner.
That's it.
And Hall's Sausage, which is not just sausage restaurants. You can get your wholesale meats from Hall's.
Absolutely. People don't realize that.
Yeah. But you ain't got to play the game with the big boys. Call local.
There you go.
Local, local, local.
And we're looking for your call. Tell us what you're experiencing. 343-0106.
With you. After all, you said you were a fool. That's a mutual addiction, some kind of affliction, a dangerous muse. Don't light that spoon. It's like
Murphy with her new single, My Most Deadly Sin.
Can you get that online somewhere?
Yes, you can. It is available as of Friday on Spotify, iTunes, all streaming apparatuses out there. Also, Lauren says that you can go directly to her website, laurenmurphymusic.com, and download it from there.
And the title is My Most Deadly Sin.
Yep. I wish we had somebody to talk about the effects that this is having, closing the restaurants and bars. It spills over into the music community. It would be nice if we had somebody who had their pulse on not just the restaurant and bar industry, but also the music community.
Wouldn't it be? Would that person be?
Here, I got a magic wand.
Morning, Andy.
Good morning, boys and girls. How are y'all?
Just fine. Folks, we're joined by Andy McDonald from Lanyap and from Picker's Paradise over there in Stapleton.
That's right.
Home of the dirt road. I've only been one place in Stapleton in my entire life, and we got off the main road.
Turn off the paved road.
Onto a dirt road, and we were on dirt roads for a long time. That it was like interstates of dirt roads.
Sounds like
I'm pretty certain that had to have been longer than 6 months ago.
Was everybody looked like they were having a yard sale?
Yeah.
I tell you what,
my mullet was still fashionable.
It sounds like a Junior Samples comedy bit there. left at the fork in the road.
Anyhoot. Andy, tell us what you see out there and what you feel.
Well, you know, I'm very heavily, I live in Midtown, and I'm downtown a lot. I'm glad to see that there's a lot of people still carrying the torch and staying open. It's been good to see some of the nicer, finer dining restaurants staying open, like Noja's now Goja.
Nicely done, Shockley. Nicely done. I love a good pun.
Yeah, so they're really killing it over there. I know Frank and Ashley from the Lanyap. Yeah, they had Osmond's last night. So what better steak could you get than Osmond's?
Yeah, exactly.
There's still plenty of great things going on out there, and but there have been so many that shut down too.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit of an echo here, but...
It's Mike's fault.
Okay.
Andy, if you're on a speakerphone, come off of it.
I am not.
Okay.
And the radio's off, so... other than that, you know, it's been good supporting, like, getting crawfish. I know we probably shouldn't be doing crawfish, but the people that I'm around, if we're going to get infected by each other, we're going to already be infected.
So. Man, there ain't nothing the spice won't kill.
Right. Yeah, you boil it up, there's not going to be any coronavirus. So I've been killing with some crawfish, doing a lot of gumbo, a lot of soups at home. But like y'all said, you're going into Walmart, you're going into Home Depot or the grocery stores, you are rubbing elbows with everybody and then freaking out when you get to the curbside of the restaurant. So,
yeah.
I want people to err on the side of caution, and I think that our restaurants are doing an amazing job of being able to put out food in the most difficult of times. Not just for our sake, the consumers, but these people got to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was forced to shut down my store yesterday, which is never like we're having 50 people coming into the, into the doors of the guitar store. But we've had one-on-one lessons very safely, lots of sanitizer, lots of washing the hands, keeping the instruments clean, that sort of thing. And when people are going to be cooped up for the next few weeks, they need strings and such. Like, they don't want to be stuck without their guitar, you know?
Right.
So, even next door to Pickers, we had a restaurant basically start to open this week called Fat Boys Barbecue. So, there's a lot of activity going on, and people are trying to retain as much normalcy as they can. However, they got to go about doing it. So, but in the music world, you know, that's hit just as hard as the restaurant business.
Yes, absolutely.
Harder, actually. In 25 years, this is the longest I've been without a gig.
Wow.
25 years. So, and I've been playing for 33 years, I think. So, that's been an eye-opener for me. Events, weddings, bars, whatever. So, of course, a lot of people are busking on the internet, which is great. I like the people that have set up kind of like, okay, here's my deal. I'm going to go on every day at 10 a.m. Eastern. My old banjo player, David Stevens, is doing that. So then others are just kind of catch-as-catch-can. It's kind of sporadic. What I'd like to see is more scheduling where you know what's coming up, and you'll tune in like you would a program, and you've got to support these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lose your food. You cannot lose your music. Those are the two most important aspects of what forms the culture.
Right.
So, if you PayPal and Venmo and get these guys some tips.
Patreon, and I believe a number of artists are on Patreon, where you can just go and just say, here, I love your stuff. Here's $1.50 or $14 or whatever you've got.
That's
right?
Great. Yeah. That's great. Now, even better yet, most of us, we don't like to just give you something for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get paid for something that we didn't do. So, if they have product, man, buy the product. I hate downloading music.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have the album or the CD.
That's
in
the way
music,
I am.
With the artwork.
That's why I am.
Well, how are recording artists even making money nowadays? Nobody's buying CDs.
It's
well,
from downloads.
People are buying LPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People buy vinyl all the time.
Which is
I urge my
weird.
Friends to have that made. You know, do a straight digital download, which we do at Batman Squeeze, which is my band. But and we have CDs, but I prefer, my next record would definitely be on vinyl. Just to hold that in your hand and to smell it and to see the artwork and see what's put into it. Plus, when you put that needle on, you're less likely to pick it up and skip around to another song.
True.
And you get the whole album experience. I wish Phil and Stan, Phil and Foster, I wish they would put out a vinyl album. They had their Live from Callahan CD, which was incredible. If you don't have that, you need to get that. Those guys are some of the driving forces of the Mobile music scene.
They are.
Not that we don't have several.
We have many, actually.
it's such an amazing scene here right now.
Do what?
It's such an amazing scene, and you know, those guys, they depend on the restaurants, you know,
and bars
like Callahan's and Butch Cassidy's, who has music on Tuesday nights, and Moe's.
This is going to be the first Tuesday. I play the first Tuesday at Butch Cassidy's.
Right.
This will be the first one that I've missed, and ironically, since one time I had the flu 5 or 6 years ago. So, Lord Jesus, I hope to be back by May.
Yeah.
But if I'm not, I'm not. So,
you see any light at the end of the tunnel yet?
Well, what I see mostly is I see people finding a different way to feel normal and a different way to go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I've had weddings that have been canceled. I've had, obviously, gigs like Butch's being canceled. Regular things that I'm used to that aren't there anymore. Do I see them coming back immediately? A lot of them are rescheduling maybe till June, some in May. We have the Stapleton Bluegrass Festival and the St. Mary's Crawfish and Bluegrass Extravaganza that are both going to be in May, if we can. So those are two musical events, one of them tied to a huge food event.
And Andy, were you aware that Sims was at least planning, either at the end of April or beginning of May, to have their first barbecue and bluegrass festival?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I'll get you a link to that later. It's a place, I think it's called Loblolly Farm.
Okay.
It's out in the sticks, but it's a beautiful location with a lake and a big pavilion, covered pavilion. I don't know how this ended up in Sims, and I didn't notice anybody building it. But.
Right. Well, tell those guys they need to contact the local music stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
That's how you get the word out the quickest.
Okay. Charlie's got one more question before we go to break.
Okay, Andy, I'm just curious, and Stu and Mike might know this answer too, but do local restaurants, local bars, local musicians have any kind of organization where you can coordinate your efforts? Or is everybody an independent contractor?
Everybody's independent. I mean, there's no union or anything like that.
Some kind of association where you can share experiences and come up with ideas.
Like a Facebook group might be a good place to
start. It would be great if there were.
Yeah. There's a couple of them already on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people... there are certain groups on Facebook like Mobile Musicians, but there could be something that's more finely in tune to what you're talking about.
Right.
But what are we going to do? I mean, basically, I'm teaching, my teachers and I are teaching a lot of Skype and FaceTime lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else, I mean, if you're not a teacher, I mean, you got to go out and busk. And if you don't have product, then you're just looking for tips. If you got product, at least you can sell it, as long as UPS will continue to ship for you.
Yeah,
right.
It's a pain in the butt, but we're going to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
That's the quote of the day right there.
My musician friends out there is to practice. Now's your chance, buddy.
To woodshed.
Yeah. All
right, Andy, we sure appreciate you being on the show, buddy.
Thank you,
man.
I
love you guys.
Appreciate
you. Be safe out there, okay?
All right, man. Buddy. Provolone, buddy.
All
right, when we come back, we got Tony Sawyer coming up from Bob's Downtown Diner. We're going to talk a little bit about this chicken salad chip thing.
Okay.
A bottle of whites. A bottle of red. A bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites,
the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
Yes.
Tighten up.
What a storm we had this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a Chicken Salad Chicks inside Government Plaza.
It's a good regional business.
They lease from the county their space. Yeah. And they, like many tenants, went to their landlord and said, can you give me some relief because of this coronavirus issue? And Connie Hudson was like, absolutely. There's no reason why we can't.
Mm-hmm.
So well, the other two members, Marceria Ludgood and Jerry Carl, did not want to vote on it. Okay. Marceria Ludgood has always opposed the county involving itself in providing services like dining inside the tax-owned building that may directly compete with privately owned or operated downtown businesses. That's debatable but fair.
Yeah.
Debatable but fair.
Right, right.
Jerry Carl didn't want to do it because he couldn't do the same thing for every restaurant in Mobile County. You see, he couldn't do anything, didn't think it was fair to help this restaurant when he wasn't doing anything to help the rest of them. Which, as illogical as that argument sounds, considering the county doesn't lease space to any other restaurants, mm-hmm. The bigger question is, why aren't you doing anything to help the restaurants and small businesses in Mobile County?
Exactly.
That's something voters need to think about. But Carl has recently flip-flopped on the issue now that voters are outraged mm-hmm. at him. But it's too little too late because they can't vote on this again until mid-April.
Yeah.
And there may not be a restaurant left by then.
Right.
And it's a classic case of the rich bourgeois looking at the working class and going, let them eat cake. Anytime there's any kind of economic slowdown like this, abrupt, Katrina, 9/11, coronavirus, the first thing...
Road construction.
Right. The first thing government should do on every level is turn off taxes. We're not getting paid. You don't need to get paid. You were supposed to prevent this. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So... no restaurant in the county should be having to pay sales tax on the food they're selling right now. Why did you not turn that off immediately? Why have you still not turned it off?
At least cut it in half.
Do so, other agencies, the state, and that's another bugaboo right now is the state unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Ivey needs to stop shutting businesses down until she gets her business under control so they can pay people. They laid off apparently half the... unemployment office 3 weeks ago.
Mm.
That's so, exactly the wrong move.
That or furloughed.
Right.
Which
right.
One?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're not
well,
there.
It's,
now.
Furlough means laid off.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. But
right. Right.
You know, so, but at least they were automatically granting to people affected by COVID some increased benefits. The federal government's doing some stuff. But why isn't Jerry Carl?
I bet the
county commission, what are you doing other than closing the restaurant?
What say you, Tony Sawyer?
Yeah.
Well, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning, man. Sure do miss you.
Yeah, I miss it, too. I miss seeing all those.
You and Ducky and Sue Ellen. And
Willows down at the restaurant.
So, Tony, are your doors completely closed, or are you doing takeout, or what?
No, sir, we completely closed. I want to say last Wednesday was our last day. We're going to do our part to, you know, separate ourselves and our people from this. It seems to be getting worse and worse as we go along and more cases. So, you know, I've been quarantining myself here at the house with squirrels doing yard work and getting kind of bored at this. So I think I'm going to go drink beer, cook crawfish, and shoot guns today.
Well, yeah. And
America.
And pray that football
America.
Starts in a couple of months.
God bless America.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Fred Richardson yesterday, and that is, why couldn't you set some of your tables out on the sidewalk?
Well, you can, and that's what folks were doing, but as this pandemic got a little worse, the fear in people got a little bit more and more, so we just saw a lot less traffic downtown. And you know, with 70 restaurants in that particular area, I just thought it was a good idea just to shut the doors and cut our losses and save face and move on and wait until this clears to reopen.
Yeah.
You know, was it the right move? I don't know. It would seem the right move at the time, but when you open a restaurant, you know, it's your dream. It was my dream to do this, and a lot of other business owners dream to open their own restaurant and expand and feed people and watch it grow, and then something like this happens. It's heartbreaking. You know, when I left the restaurant last week, I unlocked the doors knowing that I wasn't going to be able to open tomorrow morning or the next day and see people. It just, you know, it hurt, and I literally cried. I don't know how many of them do that, but, you know, I literally cried because it hurt so much that you put all this hard work into growing a business, and then you have to shut down, and it's not your control, you know?
So how long can you stay shut down and before you have to say, we're never going to reopen?
we're going to reopen. Okay.
Well, I believe that, but 2 weeks, 2 months, you know.
You know, I can go as long as 2 years.
You do
not a lot of people can do that. And, yeah.
Well,
that's,
I mean, you know, what I learned a long time ago, and Dad taught me right. You know, it's Murphy's Law.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I always, when I was young, I said, well, what is Murphy's Law? You know, well, it seems to be that, you know, you got to prepare for the unexpected. And this is an unexpected that I prepared for many years ago.
You think you're going to be eligible for some of these government loans or grants?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, to help. And
So are they communicating with you yet on how to go about that?
You know, I applied for the disaster relief. I got an email Friday that my application is under review, and we'll see from there.
Was that SBA or who?
That was SBA, yeah.
All right. Well, there are some avenues for help out there. And,
sure.
And I hope everyone exercises. I know where I'm at, Sim's House of Peace, Chris Brill says, right now, his sales are fine. He's going to leave that money for the people that need it.
Yeah.
And that's a good way of going about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need the money right now, leave it where it is. Take the chance, because there are people that do need it. Because one of my favorite places, Jade Flames, has had to close. Well, you know, they haven't been around that long yet. I don't know what their ability is going to be.
You know,
you
just brought up a point. There are a lot of new restaurants that just opened up, and wine bars that just opened up,
mm-hmm.
and bars,
right?
Like the Icebox, Stony Boatman down there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's put all his effort and time in this place, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're closed a few weeks later.
until further notice.
Something that the SBA looks at is they look at your previous year or so. Mm-hmm. You know, and being that they're new, they don't have a lot of information to go on. I don't even know if he's got, you know, they might have a year's worth of taxes on K-1s or not. So, I mean, that's something that they look at. And they do.
Yeah.
You got to have your ducks in a row.
Right.
But, well, the bill passed. Let's hope relief is coming quick.
Yeah.
Right.
But Connie, point the gun up in the air.
I'm going to have fun. It's a little stress relief with my buddies I haven't seen in a while. So.
All right, buddy. Y'all have fun. Stay 6 foot or more apart, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, guys, I appreciate what y'all doing. And,
thank you.
Just to let you know that, you know, there are a group of restaurant bar owners downtown that got together last week and formed a Facebook page. I believe y'all were on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're helping each other out through this. We need to, and we really need to watch out for our people, our employees. You know, that's our extended family that we're worried about. You know, do what we can for them. Make sure they still have food in their refrigerators and all that stuff, too.
Right. Tony, there's strength in numbers, so keep that group together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Guys, I love y'all very much. And
love
thank
you too,
you
buddy.
Much
love
for
you too,
come on the show this morning and provolone.
Provolone. All right, buddy, provolone.
All right, got to go to break, y'all.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's 3430106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess.
Better it, Mike. Hey, while Tony was on the line, we got a text message from our buddy Roy on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yeah.
Roy's one of those who decided not to open his restaurant up.
And you need to be a little more specific. Roy Disney?
Seaver at Roy, Butch okay. Cassidy's. At Butch Cassidy's, he decided not to open his restaurant up due to the fact he didn't want to put his employees at risk. He didn't want to put his customers at risk. So there are a number of restaurants that decided to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have the wherewithals to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's more concerned about his employees' health and his customers' health. And I've talked to Roy many times in the last month, I guess, or so,
right.
and he has said that. And I said, well, how come you're not going to do curbside? You do a lot of to-go business like it is. He said, I just don't want to put anybody at risk. Mm-hmm. And every day I get a text message, are you staying at home? You better stay home. he's telling me to stay home. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. I feel the love, buddy. I feel the love.
I got 2 acres, Roy. I can roam around all I want.
Hey, and you know, you can go outside if you're sitting at home. Go out and plant a garden. Go for a walk. Mm-hmm.
Go knock over a fruit stand.
pull the weeds out of your flower beds or something. Do things that feel normal, natural, things that you would
well,
do.
Well, I go outside with a drink in my hand. I go out there and drink a beer on my balcony.
Okay. And
on
you
my
have
a big balcony in Tiny Square.
And you have an endless source of beer, correct?
Right now I do.
Okay.
Now if this goes on much longer,
yeah.
I'll have to go into public. And into the public and buy some beer.
Well, what you do is you fill up 2 or 3 carts with beer.
Well, I've already bought 2 weeks worth of liquor 3 times.
You can get growlers brought to your car from Braided River.
Look, I have
from
bought
where?
Liquor.
Braided River. All the craft brews are will bring it to your car.
Well,
I have bought 2 weeks worth of liquor 3 times this week, all right? So
and you had how many people over to your house?
None, that's just me.
All right, okay. Mike, we got one more important thing we got to get to.
Oh, okay, well,
and it people are they want to know. I'm quarantined. I got to know what to pair with my food. Quarantine wine pairings. I got you 3 more this week.
Does it just have to be wine?
You know, if you feel driven, you go, you know, I really feel this is an aperitif dish.
Okay.
You know, a cordial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you pair with. Okay. The first one is definitely beer, though.
Okay.
If you're not going wine. Egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. I'd put a Miller High Life with that.
Yeah. No, something good.
Yingling?
Nothing local?
Well, I don't get out like I used to. I've been quarantined.
Memory is short.
I want to tell you what, Surrey Brewery does it doggone good. What's the name of that German beer? I love
Hefeweizen.
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 Hefeweizen. Red Clay Brewery does it too.
Wheat beer.
Wheat beer. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that'd be, you know, a Hefeweizen from Certus, yeah.
All right. Next one. Top ramen, sriracha chicken flavor. Spicy.
I need a
Riesling. I'm getting hungry thinking about that.
I need a dry Riesling. Dry Rieslings go great with spicy foods.
Really?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And what they do, they work on the flavors of the heat. It enhances the flavors of the heat.
Yeah.
Plus, it puts your mouth out. So.
Nicely done. All right. Here's the zinger. You know, the third one's always the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts. Jolly Rancher green apple flavor.
Mm. Well, you know, that's funny. I'm going to be doing a wine pairing with Starburst jelly beans for Easter.
Ah.
And I'm working on how I'm going to separate them. And that's almost.
Yeah, in that same wheelhouse, that green apple would be the sour and the sweet notes on there.
I would say, I'm being totally honest here, a Sauvignon Blanc. Maybe a Sauvignon Blanc with that tartness. And,
yeah. I was thinking maybe something with bubbles to help break it up, maybe. But, I like the Sauvignon Blanc as well.
Maybe something a little effervescent.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like some Lambrusco, Rianini Lambrusco. My parents loved a bottle of that when they went to the Olive Garden.
That's too much. I used to give my mom that to knock her out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Something don't fall too far from the tree, does it?
All right. Now, just real quick, sum it up. You know, we were talking about the chicken salad chicks issue, and Commissioner Carl's thing was, well, we can't help every restaurant in the city.
Yeah.
So they're not going to help this one. Here's my analogy. If you have two healthy kidneys and someone needs one to stay alive, do you deprive that person the chance for life because you don't have enough kidneys to save everyone that needs a transplant?
Good point.
Okay. You can't save them all, but you save the ones you can.
That's right.
Landlords, it is in your best interest to work with tenants right now because we are in a recessed economy, and it's going to stay recessed for a while.
It's not just that one person.
If you give them the boot, no one's coming in there to replace them for several years. You're just going to have an empty building.
Real quick, Chicken Salad Chick on Hillcrest was open yesterday, and on Saturdays they do 2-for-1.
Ooh! Home free and provolone.
There's our beer. Provolone, folks.
Provolone.
For the right price, probably.
Need the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. Ooh, as long as you're tipping.